Yep, Siyat Vishmaya. Shem Kol Yisrael, Shabbos Kodesh. I mean, there's 14 days till Hanukkah. Crazy. It's 14 days we're holding till Hanukkah. So, very sozistic Inyan in Avodas Hashem is, you know, there are a lot of different Inyanim that Sarm speak about that a Jew has to have. It's like, it's a starting point. If you want to enter into Kedusha, you have to have this. So Dafka by Hanukkah and Dafka by Purim, there's one specific midah that a lot of Sfarim speak about. Specifically, I've seen this in the writings of Breslev, of Rabbi Nachman. That a midah called Azaz to Kedusha. Right? It's a midah of Azaz means brazenness. So there's an unbelievable Torah that I saw this the first time in the Lekach Malibov from Avraham Shor. And now this is his father's Sefer of Gedaliah Shor, so we see where he gets this Yisod from. So we said a little bit of this last night, but we'll read two pieces from Ori Gedaliah just to bring into ourselves what an Avodah for Hanukkah could be for us right now. Siyat Tishmat. So this is in Sefer Ori Gedaliah, page 68, Maimer Hey. So like this. B'marve ha-nevua al dal machios b'daniel. So in the nevuah that of the Dal Machios that's in Sefer Daniel, Hamar haNevuah Machos Yavon Hu Al Hanemer. So the nevuah he sees about Machos Yavon, right? The Gauls of Yavon is a Nemer. What's the Nemer?
I know.
Leopard. Right, good, a leopard. Ve'isa b'sfarim shekavana bazeh shenemer meramiz la'azus. That what a Nemer represents, what a leopard represents, is the midah of Azus. Right, what's Azus?
Brazen.
Brazenness. Right. Kedisa be'avos, it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chaf Gimel, Havei Oz Kenemer, it says a person has to be Oz Kenemer, if they bold as a leopard. The Yavan, Midas Vaya, Azus Vigeus, that the Midah of Yavan is the Midah of Azus of brazenness and Geus and Gaiva. Hefuk, Me'achnos le'Hashem Yisparach, which is the opposite of being machnir yourself, of subjugating yourself to Hashem. Lomer Sfas Emes, it says in the Sfas Emes, Kishegabra Chashmanayim al Yivanim, not lumehem midas azus. Says when Klai Yisrael and the Chashmanayim were misgaber over the Yivanim, it says we took from them that midah of azus. Ha'azus to Kedusha, that we took away their azus of Klipa and turned it into Rivranahapochu, that midah into Azaz to Kedusha, of brazenness to Kedusha. Ki inyan nitzachon, he says something very cool. That you see this applicable in the way of wars itself. Ki inyan nitzachon al oyev, because what it means to beat an enemy, biuro shekol besocho midos ha oyev. What it means is if you go to war, right? So how do we know? We said this last night. If you win a war, that you come out with the booty of war. You come out with what belonged to the enemy.
And their booty was Azaz.
Exactly. Oh, beautiful. It says that not just that we destroyed them, rather we were kovish them. Kovish means like we captured them. And what we captured, their midah itself. And when you capture their midah, that's called a real victory. When the Chashmonaim were misgaber over the Yavanim, we beat them. Az, what happened? Not lu midas ha-Yavanim. We took the midah of the Yavanim. Ha-Azus. We took that Azus and we brought that Midah of Azus into Kedusha. The Kaim Divur Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Havi Oz Kanamer, Lasot Svatson of Yichashmaim. To Mikhaim the Divur, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, the what? Havi Oz Kanamer, be bold like a leopard, in order to do what? The Ratzon of Hashem. But, now there's a big Indian. Because Azus, we see that what? The fact that that was the Midah of the Yavanim, we know that Azus could be a very bad Midah also. Azus could be that your Rebbe could give you a lot of hadracha and give you a lot of Torah and he could fill you up with a lot of panimis, a lot of chassidus, but you can almost be a misnagid.
What exactly is brazen?
Brazenness means it's like strong will. It's like very connected to gaiva. It's like stingy. Stingy means that like Azus is that like, let's say you take my pen. And I'll just give you a silly example. Right? I ask you to have my pen. Prove it to me that it's your pen. Right? One of those people is like, you're just brazen, meaning that like, oh, this is the Rosh Yeshiva seat. So? It's brazenness. No, it's like no respect for anything. It's like you don't let anyone say, for example, best example of Azus, the Klipa, Sean Avery. Right? Number one example. He's a little loser, a little nothing, but he's not afraid of anything. It's Azus, the Klipa. Right? Zat the Mamish Elif Alf Deavdol. Right? Aval, Kishbam Lidei Azus, when you come to that Midah of Azus, Afshu Azus the Kedusha, even though it's Azus the Kedusha, Tzrichim Shmir Yaseir, you have to be very careful with it. Shelo yavo mea azus hazeh legeus. Ve'ihachna le'labore. That what? That you have to be careful, because sometimes this midah of azus could bring you into a place of gaiva. right? Ve'ihachna labore, and not to be machni yourself to Hashem. Ve'gam l'shar midos ra'os, and all other midos ra'os come from az to klip asam. You're going to be like pushing. You're going to be pushing away the ragle of the shechina through your midah of azaz if you're not careful with it. Like it says in the Gemara Sota, that Hashem says about a Baal Gaiva, it says, me and him, we can't dwell in the same world together. Hashem says, I can't be in the same world as Baal Gaiva. Right? Therefore, so you have to combine with that midah of azaz kedusha, hachna. What's achna? That was like anava and subjugation. Sheyeh ha'azis tekedusha biyachad im achna v'hodah Hashem yisparach. That your azik dusha comes one with achna and hodah to Hashem. Hodah is also to like to admit to Hashem, to give in. Zehu ma she'amru. That's what we say.
Kavu anava or hodah? What did you say?
Hodah. Hodah is to like to
azis with anava.
Yeah, you have to have azis. You have to combine azis with anava and hodah. So what does it mean hodah? So we know what's the yomtiv of Chanukah called? Zeh mash amru kavum yomtiv behalel vehodah. It's a time of halel, of praise and hodah. So what does hodah mean?
Thanks.
So there's two translations of the word hodah. One is like we know is like todah rabah. It's thanks. And we know we heard from Moshe Tzvi that mo de'ani, the gematria kislev, 116. So it's like this. So what does it mean halel and hodah? Shishnei ha'dvarim ha'elu morim al shnei ha'fachim. They represent Halel and Hodah represent two opposites. Ki Halel, hu bechinas vayigbal libo b'darach Hashem. Halel represents the what that you lift up your lev b'darach Hashem. What does that mean? Ki Halel, hu kishinis romei ma'adam limadre gavoa. Right? Halel represents when you lift yourself up to a high level. Umargish gavus halev. And you feel like big in your heart. You feel very proud to be a Jew. Ki v'chsiv, bihilo ne'ro ale roshi. Lashon of Halel goes up to the rosh. You lift up with that. The hodah, so that's Halel. Halel means the way you go up to the highest places. So what's hodah? The hodah hu hachna l'Hashem yisparach. Hodah represents the what? You're machni yourself to Hashem. Ella, right? Meaning what? Meaning you admit that everything belongs to Hashem. So for example, when you wake up in the morning, there's two ways to say it. Modani means that I give thanks to Hashem, modani. Another way is modani, is that I'm admitting that everything's just from Hashem today. So it's two, it's like saying thanks, but also saying the what? No. Not even thanks, that everything only comes from you. Ella shitzarach adam etzarach beis hamidos ela. You have to combine these two midos. Ha-halel ha-azaz te-kedusha biyachan im-hodah achna l'Hashem yisparach. You have to make sure you combine that azaz te-kedusha also with hachna and
hodah. Isn't halel a way of hodah?
So the two, yes. But hodah also means hachna. So halel is like the praise and like the big, and the, when you're very high. Right, hodah is subjugating yourself to Hashem. So he's saying, with your azaz to kedusha, is that you have to make sure that you don't take it to the wrong places, and you have to combine it with hodah, hachna. So that was hey. So now we're gonna continue going weiter with this in Torah Vav. Okay. Yehuda ben Tema Omer Havei Oz Kanemer. So like we quoted just before, says you have to be bold as a leopard. So vechulu laso sraton vichashmaim mevarach kedusha rim. Who is the kedusha rim? Chidush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. He was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Have you heard of the Sfas Emes? So Sfas Emes' father passed away and Sfas Emes was very young. So Sfas Emes was raised by the Chidush HaRim. And Chidush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. So he's the grandfather of Sfas Emes. Yeah. So listen to what Chidush HaRim says in this Mishnah. Ki az is the nemer hu, sheb emes ein la nemer kol kach kvura. Really, if I were to ask you, name me like the top 10 strongest animals, you wouldn't even think about a leopard. So what's the deal with being Oz Kanemer? Why do I have to be bold as a leopard? Right? Rak Azuso. Omdos lo lamod bifnei kol. Rather, the Azus, the brazenness of the leopard, lets it stand up to everyone. So meaning what? Like I gave an example before. For example, again, Elif Alfei Avdalos, it's only because I met him one time and he actually really did a big favor for me, Sean Avery. Yeah? Only because we were both Ranger fans back in the day. Yeah? So if you look at him, he wasn't the biggest guy. Yeah? He wasn't the biggest guy at all. But what happened? He wasn't afraid of anyone. For example, just to give a mashal of sports, if you look, we know that the Giants beat the Patriots in that when the Patriots were 18-0. So if you look, they interviewed Rodney Harrison, who's the safety of the Patriots, right? And they interviewed him. They said, like, did you guys think you were going to win that game? And he said something very cool. And it's on the NFL films, yeah? He said in that thing, he says the whole year, every team they played was afraid to play them. was afraid to play the Patriots. Except when they played the Giants in week 17, they saw that these guys were not afraid of anything. So they was the only team in the whole NFL they played, right? It was the only team they played that what? That didn't fear the Patriots. So obviously, who's better? The Patriots are the best team. But the Giants did what? They had Ozzis. They weren't afraid of the Patriots. And Ronnie Harrison says that what he said, that's why they beat us, because they had no fear of us. They were ready to take us on. They said that was the only team the whole year that wasn't afraid of us. So I mean that what? It doesn't mean you have to be the biggest guy in it. It just means you have to have a confidence. It represents Ozzie Dushan, represents that you're confident. Right? Not that you're cocky. Not that you're like messy. Not that you're sloppy. But you're confident in that what? You could succeed. Right? That really, at the essence of a Jew, the essence of a Jew is the what? You have the strength of a lion. Aval, im ha'adam nafal mimadregaso. If a person falls from his level, ve'in lo ha'gvur sh'aryeh. Let's say you're not holding that, you don't have that gvur of the aryeh. You're not so fired up right now. Alav mutal yos azkanemer. Then what's your job? Your job is that you have to tap into azkanemer. You have to always tap into that. You have to have that balance. That what? That I could always rely on Azkanemer. Vilomar, the Yerushas Avosai Ani Choser. That what? To say that what? Look, who do I come from? I come from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That what? This is where I'm built on. Look who my parents were. Vaz, ima adam no tela atzmo ha'azazeh. If a person chooses this type of Azaz for himself and lives with this Azaz, v'holeich ba'azaz te'kedusha, neged kol advar ha'monim oso me'avdas Hashem Yisbarach. Right, if a person chooses Az Kedusha, and what neged kol hadvarim hamonim oso, that goes up against everything that tries to stop him from entering into Avodas Hashem, Az Hashem Yisbarach misayeyo, v'nosin lo hakoach shel aryeh. Then what happens? That Hashem's going to assist him and give him back that koach of an aryeh. She'e b'yicholoso la'amon neged hadvarim hamonim oso, to stand up to those things that go against him.
So sorry, I'm late.
Come, grab sir. Right? Neged advarim hamonim oso. That prevent him from entering in. We're receiving him at the meaning of Azik Dusha, boldness. Boldness of a leopard. Right? V'zeh yisod gadol b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. This is a big yisod. This is a foundation of avodas Hashem. She'af im ein la adam ha'kochos la'amon neged ha'mafriyim lo avodas yisbarach. Let's say a person doesn't have the kochos to stand up against those things that try to stop him from entering in. Whether it's parents, whether it's friends, whether it's other people that we've had in high school, that's like, no, don't become so firm. Don't relax in your avodas Hashem. Don't daven so strong. Don't learn so strong. Don't learn so much. Im no tells atzma ba'azus, la'amon neged varm ha'mafriyim lo, if you choose to tap into that azus, that brazenness of kedusha, that what? That I'm confident. Az Hakadosh Baruch Hu mesayeyo, v'nosin lo hakochos. That Hashem is going to give you the kochos. Shiachol la'amod neged elu mafriim. If a person's confident in his voice, Hashem, right? If you believe that what you're doing is right, and you're willing to stand up for that, then Hashem is going to give you siyata shemayit, have the koch to stand up to anything that tries to get you away. Uma shemutal adam hu. So what's a person's goal? What's your avoda? You have to work on to what? To build up a sort of in yourself that what? That I'm a confident Jew. That what? I don't get pushed away from things easily. For example, you see with this week, Yaakov Vinu. Im lavan garti v'tari mitzvah shamarti. Right? The obvious question is, why does Esav care about that? But you see that Yaakov believed in his mitzvahs and Torah so much that what he said, that you know what? Even if Esav doesn't care, but I care about this, and this is what's going to stand up for me. What he believed in is Torah mitzvahs. That's the whole nekudah. That we have to believe what an Oz is. We have to be brazen. We have to be confident. Right? That's our whole nekudah. We have to be confident in what we're doing. That we're doing real things. Now listen to this. So how does this all have to do with Chanukah? V'zeh haya koach shel chashmonaim. This is exactly the koach of the chashmonaim. Shenatnu me'ayivanim zeh ha'azis. They took from the Yivanim this midah. It says, we read in the piece before, that this midah of Azis the Klipa belonged to the Yivanim. Then what? That their whole nekuda was that the way they viewed things was that nothing get in our way. They were very confident people, the Yivanim. It says when we beat them, we took this midah from them. It's not just that we chased them away, we took what was theirs. Ha'azaz kenemer, we took that midah of Azaz. Afsha yu ma'at michalashim, right? Even though, lamaisa, what do we read in B'meit Matzyahu? V'ram b'yad ma'atim. Right? Gibor b'yad chalashim. Zeydin b'yad oskev sorasecha. We were very small. We were very weak. We were just Liman HaTorah. But what happened? Even though we were small and weak, through the nature of ways, through natural order, we had no chance of being the Yivanim. Aval, listen to this, Chavra, aval, not lu es atzim be'azis, but they took themselves to Azis. La'amon negim afriya me'elu, to go against those who try to push them away. Af sheyedu ba'atzmam shelfi kocham, that according to their kochas and their strengths, e'ef shel ha'manetzeach, it's impossible to beat the Yevanim. They don't like the strongest army in the world. Uvekoch az te kedusha azos, but with the koch of az te kedusha, through the brazenness, through the confidence, bo siyu milmala. V'nasnu lehem ha'kochos l'natzeach ha'yevanim. What happened? Because we believed in ourselves, it came from Hashem. This came from Hashem. Hashem assisted us. That's why there's a nice remnant of Bnei Yisraelscha. I was thinking I told you this before. Is that what's the toy we use on Purim? Grog.
Oh, Purim.
Right, Purim. On Hanukkah, what do we use? On Hanukkah, we use a dreidel, like you said. So Bnei Yisraelscha says, if you look at it, the difference. What's the difference between a dreidel and a grogger? Is that the dreidel you spin from on top, the grogger you spin from on bottom. It says why? Because by Purim, it was a nes within Teva. Right, how many times does it say Hashem's name in the whole Megillah?
No.
Zero times. Why? Because all nes through our tefillos. So it was on bottom, that's why you shake it from bottom. But Hanukkah was a nes totally umal minateva, that's why you shake it from on top. To reveal that what? That the whole nes is from Hashem. But why is it from Hashem? It's because we were confident. Because he said, you know, I'm a Jew. And then Hashem said, oh, you earned it. Siyata d'shmaya. And that's why we were able to win. Every single Jew has to know this. Ki koch zen nishar la'olam. This koch didn't just exist back then, it exists now also. The chol hadoros, for all generations, she be cholasam lamod beazus neged kol mafriim, that what you could stand up if you're confident, if you have that brazenness of kedusha, you could stand up to anything that gets in your way, not just the Yevanim, anything. Ve'az Hashem yisbarach mesayem, and then Hashem's gonna assist you. Ve'nosin lahem akochos lamod neged yitzahara v'chol mafriim, and to give you all the kochos that you need to succeed in your avodas Hashem. That's why we know from the Arizal, like the Bradishiver brings down, he says that what do we say in the brachos of Hanukkah? So Arizal says, what do I mean? Bayam mehem, like it happened back then. Bayam mehem, bazmanazeh. Those same exact oros. Those same kochos, bazmanazeh, is now also. That just as that Az the Kedusha was back then, so too that Az the Kedusha is now also. And that's exactly what we have on Hanukkah. That's exactly what we got. So the Jew has to, you have to ask yourselves, what? Do I want to take this or not? It's up to you right now to take it. Right, it's like that booty is right in front of you, and you can take it if you want. So someone who really wants to enter in, you take that. So listen to this Torah from Rabbi Nachman, just to bring this point ahead. What Az de Kedusha means. Mean that we've never heard of this. You ever heard of this before? Az is de Kedusha? Never heard of this, because we don't speak about it. So we're not previous to the individuals, but that's why we're entering in there. This is what Rabbi Nachman says, Chevra. Says Azus, he mida ra'a me'od. Azus, brazenness, is the worst midava. Ki az panim le gehenim, says in Pirkei Avos. So the person who has azus panim goes straight to gehenim. Why aren't we talking about it? It's good? Hold on a second, right? Ta anashim shall call dvarim hechlif avram vinu al shibun machius. Ava onish azus nisha rak be gehenim. It says what? The punishment of azus goes straight to gehenim. But he says like this. Ah. Tzara, this is in Likute Hal Etos, the Torah on Azus, page Tav Tzadik Vav, Os Aleph. Ach Tzarech Sheteda, you have to know. Kimo She Azus Hu Mida Ramo, just as Azus is the worst Mida of all. Kimo Kain, so too. Tzarech Adam Davka Sheyelo Azus De Kedusha. It says, but what do you have to have? That's where it's Azus De Klipa. But you have to have Azus De Kedusha. What does that mean? Brazenness of holiness. Ki ef shar, listen, chevra. Ki ef shar lavol tzadikim emes uzkarv la kedusha. It's impossible to come to tzadikim and to be miscarved yourself to the world of kedusha. Ki im aide azus daika. You want to know how you enter into avodas Hashem? The emes, not just to learning, not just to davening, to the kedusha of it, only through azus. Like it says, havi oz kenemer. Listen, chevra. Three more lines. Ki kol hamonim vachulkim vamisnagdim. Right, all the people who are against us and try to stop us from entering in, Iker kocham hu rak aide ha'azus shimachusa blotaga. Their koach is what? Is with azus de klipa. That what? It's called a king without a crown, not just Matzias song. Right? It's called machusa blotaga, a king without a crown. Meaning what? Is that it's called azus de klipa? Is that they're going to do whatever they can just to stop us from entering in? Right, that's exactly what Yavin represents. That's what Amalek also represents. Haman is called in Azay Panim. Now for now, it's time for Purim time. Remind me. Ra Alkein Mishrot to live Chor B'Chayim. Person wants to choose Chayim. Ules Karvel Emes and to come to Emes, come to real Avodas Hashem. E Efshar, it's impossible. B'Shim Ofen Ki Im Kishelo Azus Gadol Meod. Unless you have a big time Azus. La Mo Neged Azusam Hara. That what? That your Azaz is stronger than their Azaz. They have to realize, the Yevanim, like we said last night, they went for mamish what's impossible. Right? So also we have to think that what things that I don't think I'm shy to, things that I don't think I can accomplish, you have to believe that. Because the second you don't believe that you can accomplish everything, you know what happens? Yitzhar takes you down. You have to be strong. Rav Nachman says straight out, it's impossible, Chevra, impossible to enter into the world of Kedusha, enter into real Avodas Hashem, unless you have what? Azaz to Kedusha. It's the most important meat that we could have. So I'll tell you a couple of Ramazim on what he says. We say every day in Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir. We say, Ne'alta be'azcha el nevekachecha. Right? Familiar with that? Ne'alta be'azcha el nevekachecha. This is what Rav Nachman says in the Kudimran. He says, what does Ne'alta mean? Ne'alta is a lesson of going up. So Ne'alta be'azcha, that you go up through your Azaz, el nevekachecha, to the place of Kedusha. But only through Azaz do you get there. Well, when a person has Azaz, that's how you can enter in. Meaning, he says another piece in the Kutimaran, he says, what's the greatest show of our Azaz? Is that we daven. What are you daven for? Basically, Rav Nachman says like this. Let's say a person's sick, Chas V'Shalom. So you daven for them to get better. So what are you davening for? You're davening to basically change the Ratzon Hashem, no? Is there a greater chutzpah than that? That Hashem, the master of the world, is choosing this way? And you're saying, Hashem, please bring this person to Rafua. So how do you do that? So Nachman says, you know what that means? That means you have Azaz to Kedusha. That's exactly what Hashem wants. He wants you to do that. He wants you to be brave. He wants you to be confident. The what? That you can change it. He says, any person who davens, you can't. It's impossible to daven unless you have Azaz to Kedusha. You have to believe that you could change the Ratzon Hashem even. Psh, unbelievable. Because really, the Ratzon Hashem is that he wants you to daven. Also, we say, Azi v'zim rasya. Azi v'zim rasya. So what's Gematria? Azi. Ayin is 70. Zion is 7 and Yud is 10. Yeah? 87. Yeah? So 87 is a big number. Why? Because what's the whole midah of Yavan? Everything about Yavan is everything Teva. Right? They represent the Olam HaTeva. They're all about the Guf. Right? What's Gematria Guf?
87.
Gematria Guf is 89. So Guf is Gematria Chanukah. Right? Because they're all about making you one big Guf. Everything's physical. So what's Gematria? So HaTeva is Gematria 86. Right? So one above Teva is 87. That's why Ozzy is much 87. Why? Because that takes you above the Teva of Yavan.
Wait, what's 86?
86 is HaTeva. Right?
And then one more is Lamama.
And one more above that is Lamama Teva, which is Gematria Ozzy. That Ozzy is much 87. Which
what does Ozzy mean?
Ozzy is Azaz. It's Oz, it's the brazenness. That takes you Lamama Teva.
Azaz is an Aleph?
No, Ayin. Ayin, Zayin, Yud.
Ozzy is an Aleph or Ayin? Ozzy is an Ayin?
Yeah. Yeah, Oz, with the nine. Ozzy.
Getting it wrong the whole time?
No, he's getting it right. He's getting it right. He's good. Okay, I'll tell you another one. Yeah, two more Ramazim, okay? One is if you take Azus b'miloi, it means that you spell out the letters. So Ayin, Ayin, Zayin, Vav, Taf. So Ayin is Ayin, Yun, Nun.
Nun, Sofi?
No, regular Nun. Zayin is Zayin, Yud, Nun. Vav is, I think, here, Vav, Yud, Vav. And Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav. You get 635. I'll work it out with you after. Yeah?
It was
635. 635. So if you take Chanukah B'Miloy is also Gematria 635. With the Kola. Mean that what? That Azaz and Chanukah go together. Is that it's... Again, this is just the Ramaz Bama, but we see here itself, like the organ that I was bringing out, that what? What do we come out with on Chanukah? We steal the Midah of Yavan, which is what? Which is Azaz to Kedusha. And the last remez I'll tell you is that it's also just up your remez. You can do whatever you want with this, but I think it fits nicely. They've taken the whole meat is called Azaz de Kedusha. Yeah, Azaz de Kedusha. So now it says earlier, it says that the Nekuda that Yavan chased after was called the Magen Avram. Right? Well, Magen Avram means it's the shield of Avram. It's called the Pintel Yid within every single Jew. It's that Nekuda. You've heard that before? It's the Nekuda of Kedusha that no Goy can touch. So it says that Yavan tried to get to the Pintel Yid, tried to get to the Magen Avram. Yeah? Yeah, so it says Or Gedalia. They tried to get to that place that can't be touched. Right? That's called the Magen Avram. So if you take Azaz to Kedusha, it's Gematria 902. Yeah? So we know, we saw a couple of parshas ago, it says Vashem Beirachas Avram Bakol. Right, so all of Mepharshim asking, what was the bracha he gave him? Right, that he gave him, some say he gave him a ben, some gave him a bas. Right, Rashi says, Bakol is Gematria Ben, he gave him a son. So what's the deal? But no one knows what's the bracha.
Hashem, Beirach, Es, Avram, Bakol.
Vehashem, Beirach, Es, Avram, Bakol. So Vashem, Beirach, Es, Avram, Bakol is Gematria, 902 is Gematria, Az is the Kedusha. And so maybe we could say, how people were saying here, is that what? That the Midah that we have from Avravinu, it says, Ani Choma. Like the argument that it says in Torah, in Torah and Torah Gimel. That what? That the bracha we have from Avravinu is Az the Kedusha. That confidence. That's why Avram's called Avram Ivri. Avram Ivri means the what? That he was Aver the Nar. He was different than everyone else. Why? Because he was the first Mamin. Avram is called the Rosh the Maminim. Why? Because he had Azaz. He had that Midah that he was confident in what he was doing. So that's the Midah we also have to tap in. These days of Hanukkah is when all the Shefa, all these brachas are coming down. The what? The confidence to be a Jew. To stand out to be a proud Yid. That's the whole need of Pirsum Nisa. Right? That's why we put our candles at the front to show what? That we're proud to be a Jew. Dafka, we show it in our windows. So I tell you, Remez, I just thought of a half hour ago. Take the Gematria of Pirsume Nisa. Yeah? So some people say, I don't know what you guys say, some people say in the bracha, they say, Bracha Hashem Gimelam, Hashem Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, right? And some people say, from the Arizal, Lahadik Ner Chanukah. Right? Yeah. Was Nacha. So the Gematria of Pirsume Nisa is Gematria Lahadik Ner Chanukah. Meaning that what? That through the Hadik Ner Chanukah, through the Ner Chanukah, that's where we're farsim it the whole world. That what? That I'm proud to be a Yid. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. That what? The schus to be a Jew. So these are these days, to be confident, to be proud to be a Yid. To live as a Yid. And Amir Tashem, when we come together and we mechazik our Az Tikdusha, Zocher, that day of Mamash dancing in the base of Mikdash with the Kohen Gadol laying the Chanukah menorah, Siat Eshmar, Meher Amenu, Amen.